The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
With inflation, the banking world collapse, and everything that Joe Biden is doing not to protect America, you need to make sure to secure your financial health, especially in retirement. And hey, if you're a millennial like me, that actually is sooner than you think. You need to start now, even if you are a millennial or a Gen Zer, to make sure that your financial health is actually healthy when we get to retirement. And Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in gold and silver online in real time. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped right to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar, and this puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A truly diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This brand new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with just a few clicks. Visit LegacyPM.com to get started. You can download the free investor's guide, and you can also call Legacy PM Investments to talk to a portfolio expert to get expert answers to customize your personal portfolio. So visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. Tell them that Jenna sent you.
Hello, friends. Well, welcome to another episode of the Jenna Ellis Show. I'm Jenna Ellis, and today I'm in the great state of Texas and here in Dallas with my good friend, Don Huffines, who joins me. And Don, of course, ran for governor out of Texas, and I was very privileged to help work on that campaign. And now you're the president of Huffines for Liberty Foundation, the Huffines Liberty Foundation, and doing a lot of really great things here in the state of Texas. And so let's just start there, because I think a lot of conservatives are concerned about the state of our country, about what we're seeing out of Washington, what they're seeing in their own states. And so as you're looking at the state of our country, what are the big issues that we need to be concerned with as conservatives and respond to?
Well, good day, Jenna, and thank you for having me on your show. And by the way, thank you so much for the support in my campaign. It was just tremendous to have your honesty, and you're just so thought of across the nation as a voice of liberty and freedom. And it is an honor to be on your show. And I just love being on it. You're just such a light in the dark clouds sometimes. But look, we for liberty and freedom across the nation, we're under attack, and we always will be. And because this is really a case of good versus evil, and this is a marathon. Our country was divinely inspired and created by God, and we are a Christian nation. And unfortunately, evil works with control. It's a lot easier for demonic forces to control the humans, and they exist for one thing, and that is for the ruin of man. And it's a lot easier to do that if you can you control man with just a few people. So government just exists naturally to always control people and to get control of humans. And our country and our founders of our country knew that. It's really interesting because if you really look at why did they write the Constitution? And the Constitution wasn't really written to protect us from the British, even though they're at a war with the British or France or Spain or Russia or China or anyone else. They knew the biggest threat to our country was from the own was the very government they were creating. The threat being to your liberty, to your God-given liberty. The biggest threat is always government, and it was the very government they were creating. So, as you know, as a constitutional expert that you are, the Constitution is written to defend our God-given liberties from our own government.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, one of the things that you and I talk about frequently and that I love reminding people on this show and also my radio show in the morning on AFR.net is that we are so privileged to live in America that obligates our government through our founding documents to have a recognition of genuine liberty and freedom and that our rights come from God, our creator, not our government. And so our founders recognize that the institution that God ordained as government is for our good and is to promote good, restrain evil, and understand the measurable differences between good and evil and right and wrong. And I think we're losing that understanding across the country and in our national identity. When we look at things like what happened in Nashville this past week with this shooting and the motivations from this transgender person, that now it's come out that she didn't feel accepted by her family and some of these other things. And so wanted to be famous. And so went into a Christian school and shot children. I mean, these are things that can't be answered with solutions like gun control, because if it's not guns, it'll be something else. This is a motivation of a wicked heart. And these are things and ideologies that we need to contend with and speak truth into civil society and ultimately restrain evil. And as we're having these national conversations and you're looking at particularly the state of Texas, but of course across the nation, how do we confront these false ideologies with policy positions that are fully constitutional but measurably work?
Well, that's what the Huffines Liberty Foundation is working on. I like to say that we are trying to solve the disease and not the symptoms of the disease. We come up with clear solutions. And as you know, most people that run for office, and I'm not currently running for office, but they don't talk about solutions. They like to just skate around and talk about how popular they are or the problems or the issues, but they don't ever talk about how they're going to solve the problems. And it's very typical in government. They're not really interested in being definitive on solving the problems. And let's just take what you just said. I mean, we've got a real dilemma in America and in Texas, a moral dilemma. And we have had now probably close to three generations of Texans being educated in our government school system without God. In 62, when they took prayer out of the school, and ever since then, and when we got rid of the Ten Commandments and everything else, we have millions of Texans being educated without a moral compass. And in the history of our country, that wasn't the case. For 150 years, really probably right after World War II is when we had liberal Supreme Courts that started taking God out of our society. And before that, God was always present. People understood the Bible. They studied the Bible. As a matter of fact, that's how they learned to read. They learned to read in the Bible, out of the Bible. And so I think that's a lot of the underlying disease that we have. And so one way to fix that, and one thing I had proposed as a governor, is governors have incredible authority. They really have more authority than the president of the United States, because the government, the federal government, was created by the states and the state legislatures. And the state legislatures really are what is the ultimate say of what happens in this country. And the governor, of course, has complete a lot of sway over those pins on the states. But as a governor, you could say that we're going to have prayer back in schools. As a governor, you can say we're going to have, with the legislature's corporation, you can say we're going to have Bible study. We're going to do it for 2 years, 5 years, 3 years, whatever it is. You can bring that back in, and the federal government can push back, and they can say, oh, no, wait. We got a Supreme Court decision. Well, first, the courts are a whole lot different today than they were 50 years ago. And second, what's the federal government going to do? Send the federal police into every campus in the state of Texas, every school district? We have over 1,000 school districts in the state of Texas. It's not even practical or possible. We have to push back. We have to do what's right. And we can do that. And we can solve these problems. We can help solve the problems, I should say, with the lack of morality. And these kids are just so confused. I mean, the devil's working overtime. He really is. And he's got with transgender nonsense and transvestites and everything going on and trying to confuse these children. It's nonsense. It is complete nonsense. And we don't have any courage right now in our political leaders across the nation to push back.
Yeah, it is such a false and evil ideology. And of course, the devil doesn't care which false ideology anyone believes in, as long as it's false and it's not the truth. And so we've seen this played out through the course of American history in a number of ways. And we're seeing it now in the false nature of the transgender ideology that ultimately goes back to original sin, which is you can be like God, and we can be God and ordain our own human sexuality, choose our own gender. And it doesn't matter what biology says. However, I feel I'm the God of my own reality. And that is false. And so as we are speaking truth in society, and as we as Christians who want to continue to preserve and protect our Judeo-Christian heritage, you mention in a federalist system, which we have, governors do have a lot of authority. And we have a lot of Republican governors, including here in the state of Texas. And so why don't we have more political courage? And why are we seeing so many even Republicans who value power and re-election and special interests and all of this over genuinely protecting America?
Well, I ask, I ask myself that all the time. And as you know, I was in the Texas Senate for 4 years. I'm a businessman, and that's my career, is being in business and not in politics. So I decided to get in it. And because I was tired of seeing the answer, I was tired of not seeing politicians really solve the problems. But politics is really completely different than business. It is. And why they don't want to solve the problems is mainly because it furthers their career to have problems. And the only thing they're really interested in is their career. Most people in politics were not very successful in life or not successful in their occupations. And so this is who and what they are. And it takes for them to, I'll give you an analogy that, I mean, you can use a lot, but for them to be a leader, for them to step up front and take a real definitive position and lead the charge on it is risky. It's really risky for them. Well, what if I get, I get criticized, or this doesn't work out? Well, I'm going to lose my position. And they've got a 95% chance, or whatever it is, depends their position, to getting reelected. That's why I'm a big champion of term limits. And I filed all the term limit bills in the state. And of course, I didn't even get a hearing in committee on any of them. But it's about political risk, and they don't have courage. Courage is the tip of the spear of every virtue. It's the catalyst of every virtue. And every human needs, we all struggle with not having enough courage. But in the political space, it really shows itself on a daily basis that most people are cowards in the political world. They are. They don't want to solve the problems again. And they certainly don't want to step out front of an issue. Texans in particular are so thirsty for courageous leadership. And I think it's just common sense. If any politician, people don't even always have to agree with your positions, but they really appreciate someone who is courageous to step up and say, this is what we're going to do. Follow me. And whether you follow them or not, they appreciate a leader.
And someone who will step up and be fearless and have strength and not have a spine that just bends over and have no backbone. And you mentioned something, Don, about the difference between politics being so different than business. And of course, we saw that with President Trump, who came in as a businessman and looked at Washington and said, this actually needs to function better. And he was met with a system that completely attacked him on all fronts because he was trying to actually get things done and have solutions. And I think it goes back to how our founders intended that we didn't have career politicians, that we had statesmen. And all of the founders had their own vocations and professions, or, General Washington was in the military, full time. And then they didn't have this understanding that you would just have a career in politics and a career in donations and be part of this institution that's non-revenue generating. And so is there even a possibility in 2023 to come back to a system that doesn't have career politicians and would have term limits? I mean, we know that probably the career politicians aren't going to vote themselves out of a job and out of their grifting. But is there any sort of chance that we can get back to statesmen instead of politicians?
Well, I sure hope so. I'd love to see that happen, Jenna. I'd love to see us enact term limits across the board. In Texas, we don't have term limits for any position, really. In the state of Texas, and we do not have initiative and referendum. So there's no process for voters to enact term limits, really. We do on city councils, but other than that, we don't, unless the legislature acts. And like I said, I filed four or five different bills. I filed constitutional amendments. I filed it any way you could do it. And this was in 2015 and 2017. I grandfathered all the existing office holders. We don't have it for statewides, for governor, or anything else. Unfortunately, I don't see it changing. I wish we did. I really do. And I'll point out on term limits how important that is, because when you have such odds of being reelected, I mean, your chances of being defeated in a primary or general election is just very, very slim, because everything's gerrymandered to make sure in the general that there's not a competitive district set. And in the primary, the office holders, I saw it firsthand, they don't really care about the voters. They're very duplicitous and they lie all the time, and they know they're lying. They go back to their districts and they tell you what you want to hear, ask for the money and ask for the vote. But they're not beholden to the voters, because it doesn't matter if they are or they aren't. Where they're beholden to is leadership. In the Senate, it's to the lieutenant governor, and that state house, it's to the Speaker of the House or the governor. That's what matters to them. That's who their boss is. Their political capital is getting bills done and things like that. And that's how they move up in the food chain. And their fellow members of their club members or their other office holders are who they're really beholden to. It's not really the voters.
And that's what's so frustrating, I think, to so many Americans, is that we are supposed to be the recipients of a good government, and we are also supposed to be able to control our own government. And no one in this country is entitled to be an office holder. It is supposed to be we, the people, who select and prefer our leaders. But increasingly, It's just party partisan politics where the party selects who the nominees are. And one of the things that was astounding to me and probably shouldn't have been surprising, but was actually discouraging in the aftermath of the midterms, was seeing all of these people around the country that were genuine America First patriots that said, you know, I'm a random citizen. You know, I have no history in politics, but I'm seeing what's going on. I'm going to step up and run for office. And they were met with on both sides, but especially, I mean, most of them, of course, ran as Republicans. Mm-hmm. They just were confronted with the buzzsaw of the machine and from the establishment RNC. And most of them didn't get elected. And that's frustrating to me because I was championing the fact that we had so many great people that were standing up and saying, I want to go serve my country. So how do we deal with the uniparty and the establishment corruption that we're seeing that's from Washington and filters down into the states from the party side?
I saw it firsthand in 2008 when I was a Ron Paul delegate from the state of Texas. There's just two of us. I also saw it in 2012 when I was another Ron Paul delegate to the national convention. I'm talking about, excuse me, to the national convention. And I was also a delegate in 16, but there the party apparatus is run, like you said, by rhinos and Republicans in name only. And we almost have three parties. We have the actual Republicans, the real Republicans, and then we've got the moderate and liberal Republicans that are really Democrats. In Texas, to be elected to office, you need to have an R in front of your name. And so we have many Democrats that run with an R in front of their name so they can win. And they're always the back slappers, and you know, they're so friendly, and they go back and everybody just into their district, and they're the veterinarian in the district or the dentist or whatever, and everybody loves them. But nobody pays attention to who they really are. And they don't, and that's the biggest problem we have is that the average voter doesn't pay attention, and they're all great Americans, they're great patriots, and if you really explain it to them or wake them up, then they're going to be for us. But we have so many of them that are asleep, and I always say that we got to wake up the sheep, and we got to take back the party, and it's in numbers. We've got the numbers on our side if we can get them to show up. And there's we need the grassroots to show up at the precinct meetings, at the state convention, and really show up at the ballot box and pay attention to who you're really putting back in office.
So speaking of the ballot box, a lot of people are really frustrated saying, well, does my vote even matter anymore? Because they're very concerned about election integrity, particularly in the aftermath of the 2020 election. But these are issues that have been going on for decades. It just came to the fore, I think, in the 2020 election, and people saw that. And then in Arizona, in the midterms, and, you know, some of these other election challenges. So what would you say to the voter who says, well, it doesn't even matter if I show up anymore because my vote isn't going to count and this is all baked in anyway?
Well, very good question. Should, you know, there's a lot, should they show up or not? I hear that a lot. And there's a lot of people who are quite cynical, and I don't blame them. But I can tell you for sure that if you don't show up, your vote's not going to get counted. That's obvious. So I look, people cheat in elections. There's no question that people cheat in elections. They've cheated in elections since there's ever been an election. And I think both parties have cheated historically. And people cheat on their final exam in schools. And so in grade school, I mean, humans cheat. And if there's a way to cheat, they're going to figure out how to do it. And the biggest risk we have, in my opinion, is with electronic voting. Because when you manipulate the software, you can manipulate anything. And it's very simple to do that. It's not complicated to manipulate software and voting machines. And you can make it, they, if someone wanted to cheat, they can make it look, the tally look any way they wanted to make it look. So it's a real risk, and it's a real problem. But we have to address the problem and to make sure that people have confidence in the elections. And it's, whether there's, if people say, well, there's nobody cheating. And I say, well, it doesn't matter if no one's cheating. What matters is that half the population thinks there is. And if they're not comfortable, it's voter suppression.
Yeah, and that's a great point, that we need to ensure that there is transparency and accountability and confidence in the security of our elections. And that's why every state and every state legislature needs to go and have these types of audits like you would in any business. Is this functioning the way that it's supposed to? Is the administration of this process according to how we established it in state law? But of course, there's only one side that wants that to happen. And it seems like even talking about this in these questions are impermissible now in a political society. And according to the left, we're election deniers somehow, just because we're asking for transparency and saying, you know, maybe elections should be run free and fair. And so what are some practical solutions when the judiciary, of course, is not willing to take up a lot of these challenges, or they kick it out on the basis of standing, some of those things? And then it seems like the legislatures are very hesitant to really have a lot of meaningful election integrity solutions. Some states have done more things, at least since 2020. I'm encouraged by that. But we need a lot more.
But we certainly need a lot more. You're totally right. We need a whole lot more. And I remind everyone that Texas has been controlled by Republicans for over two decades. We control every single statewide office and the House and the Senate in our state legislature, and by big majorities. But we still can't get them to focus or really enact really significant election integrity, which is shocking. It's just shocking to me. Of course, there's many other things they won't do either, because our Republican Party, unfortunately, has a lot of rhinos in it, like a lot of states do. But the simplest thing is to get rid of the machines, completely get rid of the machines, and just do paper ballots and hand count them. And then you don't have the risk of programmers or software manipulation. Excuse me. I think that's the simplest solution, and it certainly doesn't seem very complicated to me.
Mm-hmm. It really doesn't, and it only depends on, do you want to foreclose that potential avenue of cheating, or do you not? I mean, do you want more security in elections? And of course, you know, one side would say, well, that's suppressing the vote, that causes other kinds of problems. But if we can at least agree as Americans that we should focus on solutions and look at how to protect our elections, ensure that transparency, and ensure that they're free and fair, that really should not be a partisan issue at all.
It shouldn't be, and it absolutely isn't. And it really isn't a partisan issue, Jenna, because it wasn't just 15 years ago. It was the Democrats screaming about election integrity. You know, they were all, oh, my gosh, there's cheaters. You know, we got to do this, and we can't trust the companies that build the machines. And they were all upset about it. And then, of course, after they maybe manipulated the system, they're all, you know, against any audits and things like that. The problem with audits you've got is that it's very difficult to audit software, and that's complicated, and it's not hard to audit paper ballots. And look, people can cheat with paper ballots. I get it. When LBJ was elected, it was on paper ballots, and there's no question that it's a fact that he won the U.S. Senate by cheating. So with paper ballots. One solution is to have a very robust law enforcement division that's what they focus on. And so the citizens or the counties can call on someone to come in and inspect the ballots and enforce the election laws. Because right now you've got so many counties dominated by Democrats that you're never going to prosecute anyone from cheating on one side of the aisle or the other. And because the DAs are obviously partisan, and the judges are partisan in Texas. They're all elected. So not only would they not get indicted, but they wouldn't get convicted. And the juries are going to be all Democrats, because the big counties are dominated by Democrats. So we're not going to get anybody convicted of voter fraud in the state of Texas.
Wow. And you know, and as you well know, I mean, a law is just a suggestion unless it's enforced, and unless there's meaningful enforcement and people who break the law understand that. And so in just the last few minutes that I have with you, Don Huffines, where do we go from here? And how are you using the Huffines Liberty Foundation to continue to amplify these policy positions that are truly Republican, not just Republican in name only. I loved that your campaign was, I'm a real Republican. And I thought that's exactly what this country needs.
Well, thank you. It is a real Republican, actual Republican in the state of Texas. We have a tremendous party platform that's put together by thousands and thousands of delegates at our state convention every other year. And I encourage everyone out there to Google up the state of Texas Republican Party platform. You have 300 planks on it. It's really a tremendous document, and it clearly defines who we are as Texas Republicans. And one thing I'm doing is trying to always bring that to light. When I was in the Senate, I always carried the copy of the Republican platform with me wherever I went, and would encourage all the other legislators to read it and to act on it, because that's what they're supposed to do. But as the Huffines Liberty Foundation, we're rifle shooting this stuff. We're focused on just three or four main issues. The first one is property tax, Texas. This is a provincial item for Texas, but we have extremely high property tax here, and it's totally not necessary. It's about out of control spending. And so white papers on that. It's about bringing that into, reining all the out of control spending and how we can do that. We've got a huge budget surplus in the state this year, $32 billion and $60 billion in additional revenue. And all of that should go back to the taxpayers because we overfunded government. And of course, we're not going to get the money back. And the other ones we're focused on is the border. The border is huge. It's the biggest issue for Republicans, as it should be. The federal government's never secured the border. They never will secure the border. It's a waste of time getting the federal government to even think about it. The only chance we have of securing the borders with the states. And that's what Article 1, Section 10 is about in the U.S. Constitution. As you know, I've talked about that a lot. It's an invasion. And if you declare an invasion, the state's got a tremendous amount of authority to do whatever they really need to do to repel the invasion. And we need to put economic pressure on Mexico. That's the thing that's going to make them cooperate. Trump did that, you know. He threatened that tariff, and that was as secure as the border ever got. But Texas alone can act unilaterally to destroy the economy of Mexico. And when we do that, they will secure their side of the river. So those are the two main issues. We're also focused on education freedom, parental choice, school choice. Competition lowers the price and increases the quality of everything it touches. This is America, and it certainly will for our government school system. It's bizarre to me that Texans trust the government with one of their most precious asset, their children. You know, the government requires them to go to school, tells them where they're going to go to school. It tells them what they're going to study and their curriculum, and all the people there are paid by the government. And Texans just send their kids off down there. It's just crazy to me that they would trust the government to do anything right, more or less educate their kids. So anyway, we're having fun with all that, and we've come up with great solutions to the problems. And we're amplifying that to the members of the legislature and the grassroots.
Well, great. And it's a great model for state sovereignty. And Don Huffines, I really appreciate your dedication to liberty and freedom and your service to this country and continued impassioned plea that we the people should still prevail and have genuine liberty and freedom in this country. So thank you for all that you do and for this interview today.
Thank you for having me, Jenna. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you leave and you go to use it, it's not really that absorbent? It's basically a towel that is leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that actually work. I know, it's totally mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. I have the sage green and the white. I love them. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. So go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So to receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code Jenna, that's J-E-N-N-A, or call 1-800-564-8475. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Jenna.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.